about where are we headed? Where are we headed? Because, you know, in a way, our struggle is not just the struggle of the moment. It is the multi-generational struggle. It is, in part, about drugs, about the reality of all drugs, about the fact of the matter that not only have we never been a drug-free society, not only will we never be a drug-free society, but that, in fact, the diversity and variety of drugs is just going to grow and grow and grow. Turn on the television, which I don't do that often, but turn it on, and when you do, look at those commercials, one after another after another. Do you feel sad? Do you feel depressed? Anxious? Worried? Do you feel anything at all because we have a drug for you? Oh, yes. And, you know, for better or worse, that is the future. We will have drugs being produced legally and illegally by multinational pharmaceutical companies and underground laboratories, producing things to make us go from sick to fine and from fine to better. That is the way to the future. And the question for us really is, how do we accept that reality? We know after decades of failure that we cannot build moats between ourselves and between our children and those drugs, between ourselves and those drugs. It doesn't work. It cannot happen. Who has the best access to drugs in America today? It's young people. Who had the best access 20 years ago? Young people. Who will have the best access today? Young people. We're not going to protect our kids by more and more people going to prison, by fantasizing about more and more voters.